A Techno-Pessimist Manifesto, The Johannesburg Protocol. The Johannesburg Protocol. Do you have an opinion? Do you doubt your opinion? Either you are a pessimist and want to see that instinct confirmed, or you are an optimist but want to be a scientific optimist, one whose belief is confirmed by doubt. If you want to doubt techno-optimism, here is a cure. As an influencer, I have designed one. It will soon be available on my website as a pill for an incredible price. But you can treat yourself at home now, with no profit to me. Well, not exactly at home. I call my therapy the Johannesburg Protocol. It costs about $5,000. The protocol is, fly to Johannesburg. Spend a week walking around the city. Stay safe. Make sure your hotel has a generator. See Johannesburg, capital of the Rainbow Nation, see the future. And when you get back, assuming you get back, take a day to think about how AI will fix South Africa. Or VR will fix South Africa, or crypto, or whatever. Brainstorm. Invite your smartest friends over. Microdose some shrooms. And when it's 4 a.m., the fridge is out of Red Bull, the whiteboard is a seven-colored mess, and the floaters are wearing off, you'll realize you are cured. There is something that was not in your old philosophy, but is in your new philosophy. Your optimism has been treated. What you will see in Johannesburg is abundant physical evidence of a world that was functional 50 years ago, even 100 years ago, but is now halfway to Mad Max. Will it get all the way to Mad Max? As the Magic 8 Ball says, answer unclear. Ask again later. There are, as always, twinkles of renewal. Since such points of light may stimulate the malignant hope that Johannesburg therapy is designed to treat, the cure rate is not 100%. If it fails, if you see any signs of optimism returning, you need to go to a second-line therapy. It is more expensive and dangerous. It never fails. First, warm up your stem cells with more of Andreessen's Sandhill Road Hopium. We believe technological progress leads to material abundance for everyone. We believe the ultimate payoff from technological abundance can be a massive expansion in what Julian Simon called the ultimate resource, people. We believe, as Simon did, that people are the ultimate resource. With more people come more creativity, more new ideas, and more technological progress. We believe material abundance, therefore, ultimately means more people, a lot more people, which in turn leads to more abundance. We believe our planet is dramatically underpopulated compared to the population we could have with abundant intelligence, energy, and material goods. We believe the global population can quite easily expand to 50 billion people or more, and then far beyond that as we ultimately settle other planets. We believe that out of all of these people will come scientists, technologists, artists, and visionaries beyond our wildest dreams, and into them will go corn syrup. As John Winthrop, the Twitter anon, put it, actually, America is not full. We can fit another 46 trillion humans in there if we grind them into a fine powder and store them in giant grain silos that will occupy every inch of the country. At this point, you are prepped for my risky but effective second-line treatment. I call it Kinshasa therapy. Stock up on fish antibiotics and bootleg hydrochloroquine. Take a deep breath and buy a round-trip ticket to the city formerly known as Leopoldville. Be ready to spend more like 10 grand. It's still worth it. Optimism is a terrible disease. While there are only 20 million people in Kinshasa, that should be enough for plenty of scientists, technologists, artists, and visionaries. Or at least it will be, once all its little girls can afford a young lady's illustrated primer. Leave your phone in the hotel and walk around without a map for a week. No, it's not safe. Nor is Oakland.